Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
We'll try now. See if Janine's there now.
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that, Janine.
That's all right. I was lost in the never never.
You were out there in cyberspace somewhere.
I'm talking, but nobody's hearing.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
I can talk underwater at the best of times, as you know, so I was quite happy sitting there.
Okay.
But anyway, let's talk about the market. And,
yes, well, first of all, let's say you are from Wealth Within, of course, and we appreciate the fact that you join us.
That's
every
a pleasure.
Friday, you and your colleague, Blake Sterling, from Wealth Within, to bring us right up to date with what's happening on the market. And that's where we should start today, I think.
Look, I hear you've got a new partner
yes,
on the
Ron
show.
Yes, Ron Welch, he was pushing the buttons beautifully last week. He's a second gamer. He's having some problems today, but we're back on the line. Yes, Brett, of course, is our former host. Brett is right into camper vans at the moment, so he's doing Tassie, I think, this week.
Fantastic. Lucky him. He's probably listening to us.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised because we are streaming now. So, yeah. Anyway, good to have you on board again after a week off. And how have things been at Wealth Within? Have you been busy?
Oh, we've been flat out, actually. We have so many people. At the start of the year, we get a lot of enrolments coming in and for the Institute, the Wealth Within Institute. And so we've got people booking months out because we can only take a certain number of placements. And, it's going very well. And on the fund side of it, well, the market, as you know, it's been up for a few weeks. And today we've actually got a down day. Sorry to report that on a Friday. I know you're probably looking for something a bit more positive.
Well, you described the stock market as being a bit of a zigzag at this moment. Yeah.
Look, it has been since August last year. The market's just been choppy and trading sideways, which, you know, it's ideal for people who trade really short term, who are looking to make some gains over a period of a few weeks. But for those who have got their investor portfolios out there waiting for some really nice solid moves, they'll be a bit disappointed, I think, especially after last year's decline.
So what's caused the downturn today? Any specific area of the market?
Well, look, overseas overnight, there's all the talk about what's happening with Greece, and still there's no decision. There's sort of just getting wind that Greece's proposal's there, and further decisions have to be made. So I think it's still up in the air at this point.
Yes, well, they're hoping that Greece will stick to its commitment and its promises, and everything would run smoothly. But we know from past encounters that it doesn't always happen like that in Europe.
No, and the start of this year, as I think we said before, we were likely to expect a bit of a choppy season to continue for the first few months of the year, particularly, and then a levelling out during the year at some stage, and it may happen early, but it may not happen until the second half of the year. We could see the volatility increase, and then we're expecting a really good run on the market. So whether that happens towards the middle of the year or the latter part of this year, it's the next few sort of 6 to 8 weeks that are really going to tell us that.
Yeah. Now, you've also sent me a note saying that investors who are thinking of buying shares at any time, whether it be now or in the future, need to check when their dividend dates are coming up, because this can alter prices quite dramatically, can't it?
Yeah, it can, because the share price will actually fall on what's called the X date. That's the date at which the share loses its dividend. So in terms of the share price, so you'll often see a stock fall in price on the morning when it opens, when it's traded ex-dividend. But shareholders need to be mindful of that because, you know, if you're inexperienced in the market and you're holding shares, you may miss out on that dividend if that's something you wanted. But also bear in mind that if you were thinking of selling and we're coming into a period of volatility where stocks go ex-dividend, you're likely to see lower prices on your stocks at for a period while that happens. And if you want to find out where to get that information, the ASX have a massive amount of information on the website for investors, and so you can just go and look it up. And I've got it on my screen. I wish I could show you right now.
I know there are several sites. I don't use the ASX, but justnews.com have their own as well. They're in their business section. So
yeah, they do.
Many ways of doing this, I know, but Look, the ASX is probably the best.
Yeah, so it's under ASX.com/ASX/markets/dividends. So that's how you get there, and it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, just follow the prompt.
And you just type in the stock code and hit go.
Yes, exactly. Now, you have mentioned that BHP are not lifting their dividends at this time. They're going to try and live within their means.
Live within their means. They've made $9.2 billion in profit. So I think that there are a lot of people. Look, when I'm reading what's in the papers at the moment, it's almost like they're talking it down.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? And there are also, when you look at what else is going on around BHP's business, that there are a lot of enterprise agreements that are coming up for renewal as well. So I sort of look at all of that with a little bit of scepticism. Sure, we have got a volatile climate, but, you know, we've been in this GFC since 2007 and when it started. So we are quite a way through, in my opinion. And when you come to the end of that part of the cycle, often that's when a lot of the worst news comes out and investors are still thinking a lot of negative thoughts. But that's when they should start turning their thoughts around and think, okay, you know, I'm starting to prepare now for the time when it's going to be better to get back in the market, rather than still thinking, oh no, it's you know, things are really risky, because that's when you'll miss out if you keep that sort of mindset.
Yeah, I think the BHP were disappointed with the, I think it was $9.3 billion from memory.
Yeah, but yeah. This is the first fall they've had in profit since 2009, so they're playing that up a little bit, I think. And
yeah.
Look, I mean, you know, it's a fantastic company still. The share price has been trading sideways for the past few months. A break above, I'm just looking at the...
I'm looking at today's, I've got $36.91 here for BHP.
Yep, and looking at where it's been trading over the last couple of weeks, it's sort of been hovering around that level, 36, 37, and, you know, heading towards 38. So, look, I think that where it's trading right now is a really nice level to pick up the stock if you are looking for more of a, you know, a long-term hold. And I think there are some short-term opportunities in there as well, because BHP could be trading up to $40 in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah, exactly. So there are opportunities there. If you only had the cash at $37 and you wanted $1,000.
Yes. Now, look, one of the things that, you know, when people... I can remember Brett, he used to joke and ask me for a tip on the market, and in the early days when we used to come on the show, and I would always say that I really don't like giving people tips, because they will be taken out of context. I'm looking at a chart and I can see the full picture of what's happening, and therefore, you know, I know whether I want to trade something short term, medium term, or long term, and how it suits what I'm my strategy. Whereas somebody else out there, you know, if I say trade the stock short term, I'm not suggesting that people go out and do that, because you need a fair amount of knowledge to be able to achieve it.
Yeah, you're quite right. But certainly a long term, I don't think anybody could go wrong with the HP.
No, look, definitely not. Look, and it's not out of the question too for people who, because a lot of people dismiss the market thinking it's all too hard, especially when you go through a GFC and you see this sort of thing happen, and people say, look, even, you know, some of the experts got it seriously wrong. So, but, you know, it doesn't stop the mums and dads and even teaching your kids how to understand the market. I'm teaching people of all different ages, and we tend to get people who are from 40 years and above. There's a big chunk of people in that age group, and there's probably about 60-40 men and women now.
Yeah,
which is interesting,
isn't it? Yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, people 40-plus start thinking about their future and how they're going to survive and support themselves.
Yeah, which is a shame, really, because it's not too late at that point. It's never too late, because, you know, in 5 to 10 years, you can completely turn around your financial situation if you've got the knowledge. However, you know, if people only started looking at this, you know, in their late 20s and early 30s, then they would be much better off, because it does take a few years to get that knowledge under your belt. Because not only do you have to do the study, the process then is, it's almost like, you know, go to university and then you know a lot of stuff. However, you've got to then put it into practice in a real environment, and that's where it's almost like getting your P plates on.
It is, and there's probably not much point in hoping that superannuation will do anything anytime soon. So you should look at alternatives, and that's perhaps where Wealth Within and its educational programs can help a lot.
Look, that's what we do, yeah. And And I just think it's fantastic to see ordinary Australians getting out there and learning something for themselves.
Yeah. Check your website, and there are other ways, of course, of contacting Wealth Within.
Yes, you can have a look on the website. We've actually got a blog up there for anyone who's interested. We often post some free information on all sorts of different trading aspects and what's happening in the market. And we also have podcasts on our website as well.
Yeah, including ours. So we hope this is a good week for you again.
Thanks very much.
We'll look forward to Blake next Friday in the program. Janine, thank you so much. We always look forward to your input from Wealth Within.
Thank you. You take care too.
We will.
Bye.
It's going to rain apparently this afternoon.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.